Good evening, good evening. We have a wonderful, wonderful, I would say, group of paradigm shifters with us tonight. Welcome to the show, Ginger Matro, who's channeling Galexis, the beloved Galexis. Well, Ginger, you're beloved too, so welcome.
Thank you.
I'm excited to hear what Galexis has to say about what's going on. I mean, this is post, and I was listening to your Unbounded Potential visitation, and they opened with a question that I have is the shift. How much of the shift has actually gone on? And why is it so crazy out there? We thought it was going to be kind of nirvana at the end of the shift, or some people did. I didn't quite believe that myself. I thought it would take a lot longer, yeah.
Well, how about if we let Galexis answer that?
All right. That's wonderful. Although it's nice to talk to you.
Not that I don't enjoy talking with you and all your wonderful listeners, but why don't I just get out of the way and Galexis can answer that really good, juicy question.
You bet. So we'll see you later, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks. All right, we are here.
Hi, Galexis. How are you?
Well, we are doing wonderful, as always. Thank you so much for thinking of us. We are having fun all over the place, and it's a delight and a pleasure to be with you.
It is just wonderful to be able to speak with you again as well. But there's a lot of people that have some consternation or some confusion about what's going on these days. People keep saying universal energies are in turmoil and it's downloads and so on. But it's really been rapid, as far as I can understand, rapid integrations, rapid demands, rapid changes, it seems, amongst the people that I speak with. How do you interpret what's going on?
All right, well, indeed, there's not only are there rapid changes, but these changes are deep. On this particular year, being this year of newness, we're in a new world, we're in a new playing field after 2012. That was the end of the old, right? And so, of course, everyone was hoping that they would step into nirvana. They would, you know, ascension, and yes, now we're going to be, you know, totally new, and the world's going to change, and all the bad guys are going to get their comeuppance, you know, or whatever, and which is kind of like a new age version of the a lot of the revelations that the Christians interpret kind of similarly.
I was worried that the shift had gone in the wrong direction for a while, but I realized that's not quite the right interpretation.
No, well, you know, always the most important shifts are internal.
Yes.
Because that's really where, that's what's real. That's what the reality is based upon, is what's going on the psychic level, on the spiritual level, on the emotional, on the mental level. And this is for the collective as well as for the individual. And when you passed through this kind of 2012 gate that was created, actually, it was not that all that important, 2012. Except that, you know, they started saying, oh, this is the end of the Mayan prophecies, and everybody always wanted more prophecies to work with and prophecies to talk about and prophecies to market, you know. So the whole bunch of people were just excited about 2012. But now it's almost disappointing. It's almost like a letdown because you just don't have any more ancient prophecies. Right? And so you can't pin the blame for what's going on in the world on ancient prophecies.
No.
They're done. And yes, you didn't get totally enlightened and into nirvana overnight. So what gives? Well, what happened is that all the collective beliefs about reality and so on and so on came to kind of a head there, because this was the point of where the old world had to end. And fortunately, most New Age people, spiritually oriented people, began to realize it wasn't going to be massive earthquakes and destruction a la Atlantis all over again. It wasn't going to be another Atlantis. No, we have, you know, the human race and has decided, no, we're not going to do another Atlantis. We're actually going to go forward into a new paradigm, a new world. And, of course, you're all tuned to that, being a paradigm shifter yourself. Mm-hmm. So here you are now in this new world, and you're trying to look at it through the lens that you looked at in the old world, and it doesn't work. So what's happening is that all the old foundations are kind of dropping out. Now, you've been going through, and everybody's been going through for several years, has been going through the chaos, the dark chaos, letting go of the past, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. And that December 2012, this peak of letting go, this peak of conclusion, finality, and so on. And so now you've let stuff go. And now you're drifting, trying to figure out where the heck you're going next. Because most people have been going for goals, which are generally financial or romantic or health-wise, you know, moving towards certain types of physical goals. But they haven't really been dreaming the new world. They haven't been dreaming the new reality for themselves. And they haven't really figured out who they really are going to be.
So the new reality is like a huge multidimensional goal?
What's that?
When you say dreaming the new reality, is it like a huge multidimensional goal?
Yeah, it is. It's more intangible than tangible. Mm. The new reality is who you are. Mm. Okay? And most people are not working on that level. Yeah, they are people who are adding that in and have been doing that on the spiritual path. But most people are we're looking much more for tangible change. Mm. And they measure their changes by external tangible changes that are happening. And the external changes don't seem to be happening any better. There's, you know, sometimes it seems like there's not more victories than there are failures in the political arena and so on. So people are just wondering, well, what's going to happen? What's going on? And they don't realize is that it's time for them as individuals to redream themselves, to look out, okay, where do I want to go? What is my true self? Who am I? Who do I want to be? Well, how do I want to feel about my life? How do I want to perceive my life? What identity do I want to hold in my day? How do I want to motivate myself? What is it that's really true for me? What really true goals do I want to have that are special for me? What is my uniqueness? What can I do that can make me happy? And so on. And also, looking at, well, you know, where do I want, you know, the world to go? What dreams do I have for the world as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the point? What is the purpose of being here? You know, it's a lot of very basic stuff mm-hmm. that people are going back to, but not in the place or the orientation within themselves that they used to have. This is a new world. So to ask these stellar questions is, who am I? Mm-hmm. Where do I want to go with my life? What's the point and what's the purpose of it? What gives me meaning? What makes my life a celebration? These questions, you see,
are going to change the reality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I want to throw another aspect in is I feel deeply, deeply changing, even when I'm not on top of my own affirmations and so on. I really feel a deep, deep change.
Yes, it's deep, deep, deep. And the reason for that is because once the 2012 passed, there was, and we sensed that it was mostly in February of 2013 that people began to open to their unconscious mind.
Aha.
You know, your spiritual journey is becoming conscious, right? So you have a conscious mind. You want to be very conscious, very aware of what's going on and what the dynamics and energy flows are and who you are and how you're interacting and what you believe, think, and know, and etc. And then in the spiritual path, you've been uncovering the subconscious mind. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious mind is those patterns and habits and assumptions and old limiting concepts and attitudes and beliefs and stuff like
that. Reactions, sort of thing.
Yeah, all that reaction, that knee-jerk stuff, that automatic stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just clearing out all the automatic stuff so you can be conscious, taking that consciousness into the subconscious, right?
Right.
And now, as of this 2013, as of February, it started to open to the unconscious mind. Now, people are not used to working with the unconscious mind. So this unconscious mind is bubbling up stuff from other dimensions and levels of yourself, from other lifetimes, from other whatever it is, whatever experiences you've had in other star systems, whatever, and connections also to parts of yourself that you haven't been connected to so far that well in this lifetime. For a lot of people, this is coming into a greater development of their gifts, of their spiritual psychic gifts, of their openings to more help from their guides. There is a deep sense of change in identity that is going on regardless. And this is in response to what you just said, regardless to whether you are focused on it or not. It is happening regardless. This change is happening regardless.
I like that part.
Yeah. It's like a lot of people think, well, you know, what do we do? What do we do now? And the thing is that all the real work, really, all the real work was in dismantling all the automatic subroutines that are in your subconscious. That's the work. That's why people go to therapists, counselors, mentors, coaches, take seminars, you know, study books, etc. It's to kind of clear out and get clear about what's going on in the subconscious. But the unconscious has to be approached differently. The unconscious is more of a message from soul, more of a message from your essence, from the greater and more expanded you, because this is the part of you that needs to be integrated back into you so that you can dream this new future for yourself and for the planet, so that you can move forward in your own life personally and do what you came here to do, become what you came here to become.
Consciously multidimensional, that sort of thing?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, that is really exciting.
Right. So you can understand that if you're changing in the unconscious mind, then it's going to actually eventually change all the physical templates. You don't change physical reality by doing subconscious processing that much.
Okay.
You can do some healing. You can do, you know, there's a lot of really good shifts you can make. But the greater collective, the rules of physics are established in the unconscious mind.
Mm.
That's where you establish all the rules that this, quote-unquote, this illusion you live in abides by, right? That's all the laws, all the rules. They're all in the unconscious mind.
So how do we steer our focus into the unconscious mind?
Well, it's kind of hard because most people, when they try to tune into the unconscious, fall asleep, i.e. they go unconscious. But the unconscious mind is the connection between you and your other lifetimes. It connects to the greater purpose, greater sense of yourself. And that the old is gone, there is a slow but very profound shift of positive nature coming. Now, some people have a crisis when the unconscious mind opens up. It's a crisis. Because there's unconscious stuff, you call it landmines, you know, sudden events that happen physically,
mm-hmm.
challenging in their environment that force them to change,
mm-hmm.
right? So these have always been going on. These are, you've got these lined up in your life. You don't see them coming. These are the things that just come out of the blue, kabam,
mm-hmm.
right? So a lot of people are having those. Those come from the unconscious mind.
And a lot things of people
like,
are also having an awareness of lifetimes they've been in and some...
Exactly.
Some,
that's
even
connecting
self-judgment.
To the unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And that's where they're going to be able to add to their gifts and talents and strengths, their reservoirs capacity that come from these other lifetimes. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. This indicates you're on a good track if you have glimpses of that, glimpses of you being someone else or someone even greater, and all of you who are listening, who are on the spiritual path, have ancestors that you actually are the reincarnation of, so that you get your own, you get this genetic line from a you that was a magician, that was a powerful, perhaps a powerful metaphysician, shaman, spiritual person, leader, with great gifts, and you're in that lineage. You come back to get that lineage, to get that gift from that previous self. You get it through your DNA. You get it through the energy, through the connections, through the soul path. Right?
And go ahead.
All right. So a lot of people are reincarnating themselves in a sense on a particular lineage, not of a very advanced kind of lineage from Atlantis or Lemuria or another star system.
But so then are you saying that we're then able to use some of the gifts we gathered in other lifetimes spontaneously?
Yes, that's what we're saying.
I like
that. It's going to come through, and they're just kind of bubbling up.
That's wonderful.
So a bubble comes up, bloop, poop. Oh, I get this new perspective. I've got a greater creativity today. I've got more conscious awareness of what's going on. That kind of thing. And it's just going to keep coming and keep coming, layers and layers and layers coming out of the unconscious mind, because as that happens, you gradually become more and more conscious of the unconscious, which is part of your spiritual journey, the major piece of it, in fact, because once you're conscious in your conscious mind, conscious in your subconscious mind, conscious in your unconscious mind, then you're able to go to super consciousness. That's the ascension. That's the transcendence.
So this is really interesting. It's making me think a lot, which is a good thing. what's the goal? So let's talk about this year after 2012. And I never believed the shift was going to screech to a halt, because I think it takes 26,000 years to make it, doesn't it? But anyway, that's not the point of my question. My question is, what do you think 2013 is actually about? Is it about this unconscious mind flowing?
Oh, yeah. We would say that this is about stepping into the new world for you personally. Mm. This is a personal year. You're not going to see the impact in the consensus world as much as you'd like yet. You know, people really want to make fast change. Come on, we got to get rid of these GMOs. We got to get rid of Monsanto. We've got to get the political strife that's over there in other parts of the world. We got to get these dictators out and get people established in a solid democracy. Blah blah blah, and all of this kind of stuff. We've got to protect our food, our water, our children, our pets, our animals, our plants, our whatever.
Our atmosphere.
What's that?
And the atmosphere.
And the atmosphere, and clear out the pollution, and on and on and on. So there's all these problems, and yet these problems are not going to get solved this year, because 2013 is about the individual.
Okay? So it's happening to Obama. It's happening. You know what I mean? Is it like happening to people in great positions?
It's happening, yes, to everyone. Now, how a person interprets what's going on in their deep internal changes is going to depend on how willing they are to listen to their soul. And there are a lot of people who are still not willing to listen, so it's going to be a bit more of a bumpy ride, in a sense. But for those who are attuned to processing, to understanding, to developing themselves, to understanding how things are, how the world works, to work with that world, to work in the manifestation, to work in and building the dreams, the visions, the empowerments, and developing themselves, and in that personal mission of returning home. That's your goal. That really is the goal of every human being, is that eventually to take mastery off the physical plane and the way home and return to divine union, and which is beyond all the physical, of course, beyond life and birth and death and all that. Mm-hmm. So that this particular thing is a big step. 2013 is a big step in this process, in this personal process of going home, of spiritual path. Your spiritual path, you are so far beyond where you were a year ago, you see, and you're not aware of it because it's happening in the unconscious.
I don't want to limit it by being on the 3D world all the time, except that I wonder if you can give us an idea of how much of the collective is moving toward this, being conscious of their thoughts and feelings and their creation. Is it like 1%?
As you can see, it is coming. It is spreading.
Yeah.
But the fastest acceleration of spiritual development is happening in the individuals, the leading edge individuals, first waivers, as we call you, who are being able to allow themselves to receive these gifts that are coming up from the unconscious, right? That are more attuned to them. More and more people are waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but this is not about the consensus yet.
Okay.
The world is new. The consensus doesn't know what to make of it. But if you notice, for example, in Turkey, all the uprising in Turkey, it started with a bunch of trees.
Hmm.
You know, the citizens said, you know, in this park in Istanbul, and that they were going to take down these 100-year-old trees and build a shopping center.
Oh, my.
And this was a public park. The people say, what? This park belongs to us, these beautiful big trees. We have plenty of shopping centers. We don't need another one. Okay? And so people rallied and just came and peacefully to protest the chainsawing of all these old trees. So the government responds by saying, there's all these people collecting. Oh, my God. So let's go and spray them with pepper spray and let's, you know, whatever. Let's water cannons and arrest them, beat them, whatever. And so started this whole melee. Well, because of that, the people saying, hey, wait a minute, this is us. We want some say. We want some say in what happens in our lives. You know, and so people just, and of course, social media went gangbusters, so people started showing up from all over the country, from other countries. People just started arriving to
wonderful,
protest.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a sign. This is what this new world is like, is that the people are saying, wait a minute, we're not going to put up with crap from the government. We're not going to be, you know, just suppressed for no reason at all, just so that some government figure can make more money and all that. That's not right anymore. We've got to say something. We've got to do something about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this spirit that marked the Arab Spring, that has marked all these kind of popular uprisings against the corporatocracy, the government, or whoever it is that seems to be, you know, in control.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of this continuing to unfold. But it's more and more now the spirit, the human spirit says, wait a minute, let's not let the government put us down. And that's why, like, for example, the fight against GMOs, there's many turnarounds that are starting to happen now because the people are saying, come on now, you know, you're not taking care of us, but we're not willing to just be, you know, unconscious anymore.
Mm-hmm. Bamboozled.
So it is spreading in the world, and that's where you see it.
Is it happening in more places than in America? Sometimes I think America, people are, I think we're fairly numbed or something.
Oh, yeah, Americans are numbed because there's so much money spent in advertising to keep you there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the big corporations, the fast food people, the pharmaceuticals and so on, they have so much money that they can buy all sorts of advertisement time, and they get the top talent to create entertaining commercials.
So they help us create the visions they want us.
And that creates the desire for and the need for those products. And so they're very product driven, and they're encouraging everybody to consume, to be consumers, to pay, to buy products, to have things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the twisted and warped American dream,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's so intense in this country, more intense here than probably anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
The corporations put more money into advertising here. This is their cash cow country,
mm-hmm.
right? People are consumers up the wazoo here. So anyway, that's what's making people numb, is this pressure of consumerism and all the light and sounds and camera and action and entertainment that is pulling people's and distracting people's attention and pulling them into wanting to buy stuff.
Well, it's also it's loading our brains with visions that aren't necessarily evolutionary.
Right, that are not our own.
Right.
They belong to the corporatocracy. They want us all to desire, you know, this wealth and in a particular way, to have certain cars, the good watches, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it just puts a lot of pressure on people to go to Pollo Loco or something, you know, and McDonald's, you know. It's just really, really pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, American people are so used to sitting in front of the TV set and or in front of their computer and having ads continuously.
I know, it's really interesting. And the other thing about American people that I find is there's a lot of really bright lights here as well. And I
keep hoping
that there will be a rising of that, but it's just...
Well, this is the birthplace of the new age, and
right.
This is going to be the place of culmination of it as well. This is where the battle of shifting from the power of the old to the power of the new is taking place, really.
Hmm.
Now, it's happening all over the world. Don't get us wrong.
No, I understand.
And there's some places that appear to be ahead of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be established worldwide until the U.S. does it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the world seems to look to the U.S. for cultural leadership.
So we need to take our 2013 self-awakening and run for office or stand up in front of the television screens or something.
Yeah, that's coming. We
do
need to take more public action. We do need to get out there more as a group, okay? We do need to broadcast information, need to wake people up more. But it cannot be done until you as an individual and everybody as individuals find this new core, this new soul message within them, and really honor their essence. You see, that's what this year's about,
mm-hmm.
is to get the people ready to do this work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty exciting, actually, when you think about it.
Right. Well, we know that everybody's been waiting for like 20, 30 years. When is this damn new age going to arrive?
Right?
It's like, darn, it seems like it just gets worse and worse and worse, and the crises are getting worse, and the air quality is getting worse, and on and on and on. And so what gives?
But when you think about the Arab Spring and you think about Istanbul and that sort of thing, I feel like Americans are terrified to do that because there's so much gun, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. And if you notice, you know, Americans have more guns than anywhere.
Yep.
You know, there's more guns in the American population than there are Americans, right? As there's so many guns.
Yep.
And there's so many Looney Tunes that'll go out and shoot people.
Mm-hmm.
Americans are really getting nervous about this. They don't understand what's going on. But this is the whole man code thing. This is the corporatocracy thing. This is the pressure, the rage that comes with change, deep change. These people who are shooting people and killing people, they're feeling deep, deep rage.
Hmm.
And they feel a sense of personal mission to express that.
Hmm. Is the rage basically at the constraints of this society and the lack of recognition?
Well, that's one of the things. But it doesn't matter what the cause is.
Hmm.
The cause really comes from the individual's rage and from their personal life.
Hmm.
right? This is not, they can attach to what appears to be a big cause, but actually inside it all, it's really their personal rage, and most of it goes back to adolescence, which is where you really built your rage up, okay? Where you got rejected or humiliated or isolated or failed or got embarrassed about yourself or somehow or another felt that you could not, that you were not going to be able to get up to the level of that you wanted, that your world was not going to work to make you happy, that somehow or another you just didn't have what it took and you were pissed because you were thought you were fed a dream and where you could have everything.
Right.
And then you turn out that you don't have social skills, you don't have money, and why don't I have money? Why am I not a leader? Why don't people admire me? You know, and these guys that have all this rage about the pressures of the man code, the pressures for them to be powerful, the pressures, it just blows them. That's why there's so much crime in the late teens through the 20s.
Because they don't care anymore.
Well, that's where the shit hits the fan, really.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the rage comes up, and they've got to do something about it. They can't keep it inside, which is part of the man code training, is to keep it all inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do it anymore. It's gotten too intense. There's too much. They're an overload. They're an overwhelm. They're outraged too many times. They feel shut out of success too many times. They're under too much pressure. And they don't know how to express themselves. They cannot express their feelings. They have no escape valves. They're supposed to be strong, macho guys. They go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So they find a cause that justifies their being angry and violent.
Hmm.
And so that's why you have a whole bunch of people that are really, really angry and violent. And that's part of, like, what the Tea Party brought out, some of this.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, Ku Klux Klan is rebuilding and growing and expanding its ranks because this is an outlet for rage and violence, right?
But it's also happening in China, isn't it? Isn't it happening in other countries around the world?
It's happening all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say the reason why is because the American cultural pressures are being gifted lovingly, you know, actually by the corporate advertising to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at our advertising here in the U.S., and they're saying, but we want that standard of living, too. We want to be living in what everybody says is a free country. We want that, too. You know, and in a sense, they are adopting the same pressures, the same stupid stuff, the same limitations, the same outrages and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is part of the whole change of the planet, admittedly so, but this is part of, for a lot of people, that they just don't know how to deal with it individually. And so you have the individual going nuts with a gun, right? Now, the point we're making with all of this is that you as spiritual people, right, you're not going to go and get a gun and go out there, because you're going to recognize that this is your stuff. You're going to be responsible for your own inner stuff,
right.
And you're going to allow the love and compassion within you, the power, the freedom, the knowing, the wisdom, to emerge. Because your job is going to be to go out there and touch these lives. Now, not necessarily in the form of giving seminars, workshops, and being on in media and being politicians, but in a sense, just by projecting your energy, just by changing you, to see, most people don't realize there's no objective reality. It's all subjective. It's all yours. You're the only one who exists, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
This whole illusion is made for you and all the people in it, part of you. Now, this is not an ego thing. This is just the way that your reality is constructed. It's constructed for you. It's unique and special and absolutely perfect for you.
Hmm.
All right? So when you change your identity, when you own a greater part of you, when you access your own true motivation rather than react and rebel against the motivations that are given you by the corporatocracy, given you by society.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that you get your own motivation, you listen to your soul, you express your essence. You see.
And you're saying that this year is a year. Actually, I've got here three key themes for this year, and I think you've just said them in a slightly different way.
This is what you need to be doing this year. You need to be expanding your identity and owning more of who you are as the divine being having a physical body experience. You need to understand your motivation instead of allowing the slave driver or your motivation to be coming from society's structures of fear and guilt-induced motivation. You know, like, if we look out, a lot of Christians are doing good. You know, religion is about being good and doing good, right?
Right.
So a lot of Christians are out there doing good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so on, because of their fear of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is a fear-based motivation. It means that they're not really true to doing good. They're doing good so that they get points, so they won't go to hell. All right? Now, we're not saying that there aren't some who are doing it genuinely, but you see, you got to recognize that the motivation behind what you do is critically important this year. You need to be motivated for you. If you're motivated to help all sorts of other people, but your life needs help too, then basically you're not motivating from you. You're motivating from other people or from what society says you should be motivating yourself from,
mm-hmm.
i.e. you're motivating from guilt. Or you're motivating from and judgment. This is what I should do. If I'm going to be a good person, I have to sacrifice myself for others.
Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't work. This doesn't create you, the new being that you need to be, in any way. What it does is just keeps you stuck in the social mindset, in the consensus reality, in the egregor or the mindset of the collective. And therefore, you are serving the collective. You're not developing you, right? So this motivation of you needs to come out this year.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start paying attention to yourself, and you got to get the slave driver. This is the one who drives you by fear and guilt. Got to get that slave driver off your back,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you've got to have that relationship with your future. You've got to look at who you're becoming and where you're going. You see, and so have a sense
of direction.
But
it's where you're going from way down deep inside from your deepening truth, right? From your essence?
Yeah. But where you want to go as a person, and this will include physical goals as well as intangible goals. You want to go to a place to where you don't take things personally. You're in the divine flow. You're living your life, manifesting a good life for yourself, surrounded by people that you love and you care about, and you have your connections with community, you belong, you know, all your needs are fulfilled, and you're living a good life, happy for yourself, and celebrating yourself, and sharing that love and compassion and celebration and so on with others, right? So that future connection, you need to connect with the future that you're heading towards, get on the right life track, right? And so for that reason, you know, the channel and Daniel put together a package of these three critical themes so that people could kind of stay focused, work on those, and can make a much faster spiritual advance.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so they get that on the website, galexaspirit.com.
Right, right. Normally, these are three sound files from the Love and Healing series that we've been doing.
Hmm.
There were a weekly series of seminars that we've we're doing for like 3 years there. And so these are topics that we brought up, these themes. And since they're themes for this year, we decided to put them together in a package, and generally together they're $28.97 or something like that. And instead we're going to offer them, the channel and Daniel will offer them on the website for only $19.97. Almost half off, so that they can really get these three sound files and really work with a specific foci of the year, the keys of self-development, the keys of this transformation to really utilize the energies of the year. And so we would recommend that they would go to galexisspirit.com. That's GalexisSpirit.com. And when they're on the homepage there, they'll see audio downloads for love and healing. And you just click on that, and it'll take you right to this package.
Wonderful. Wow, it's a really exciting year, though. So these three themes are going to be predominant this year, right?
And yes, because you're working on this personally.
So it's interesting to me, if we're bringing in, this is what keeps happening to me and some of my other clients as well, keep bringing in awarenesses of other lives. And I heard when one of the latest interviews you did of potential,
mm-hmm.
of unbounded, that's what it's called, unbounded potential. And it sounds like our identity, how I perceive my identity, is being infused with the awakening to other lives, right? So even just working with my identity is a whole different thing than it was in a lot of ways.
Would
right,
because your identity is not just the little you that you are in this particular lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that you identify that it was is your past. Because everybody has a past with lots of like suffering and limitation and struggle and all that kind of stuff in it. And you don't want to identify with that anymore. You
mm-hmm.
want to identify with the one who has come here on the planet to complete and wrap up this whole cycle of birth and death as part of your own spiritual personal evolution. And then also, many have a global mission to really radiate your truth, radiate your light, shine your light out there in the world, and to help shift you, because when you shift, your world will shift. Your world is a reflection of you, and most people are not capable of taking that level of responsibility or that level of empowerment. That's what this year is about, mm-hmm. getting to the place to where you can recognize that this whole world and all the terrible things happening in it are also in some way a reflection of you.
Ew.
And that if you change you and you step into a grander you,
okay.
With a more love, more light, more empowerment, more freedom to be you, your own motivation, which will open up the divine floodgates of flow, so that you'll be in momentum, so things will get easy for you. When you get to that place, you'll start noticing that your external reality is much more capable of change. You'll find people close to you making more breakthroughs, you see. And then you can step out there and you can send emails or to your congresspeople, call them, or you can do political action and so on. And you'll be participating in a flow of positive change.
Hmm.
But you have to start with you first, with these three keys.
Yeah, I like that. I like to say it is all about me, after all. You know how people say
it is.
It's not all about you, you know. And I go, well, you know, I think it is.
Yeah, ultimately, it is.
Yeah.
But you see, most people are not aware of the oneness either.
That's right.
That everything around you is part of the same substance of the divine. It's just God split into many different particles on different vibrational wavelengths, and you're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is one of them. Everyone is precious. You know, and
everyone's the one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's
but
so
since you are the one, because your consciousness, that's all you're aware of, really.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really go into other people's heads and know them perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can know you. You can make powerful choices of the expanded you, which will be choices that are taking place in the unconscious mind as well as the conscious and subconscious, which is where they've been going so far. When you make choices that affect the unconscious mind, you then affect change, physical change, external change in your world.
Hmm.
That's why this is such a pivotal year.
It really is, and it seems like it's a bit bumpy.
It's a bumpy ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a roller coaster. It can go way, way down. It can come way, way up, and then go way, way down. Now, at the time that we're talking with you now. It is June,
yes,
of 2013. And this is the month in which a lot of people are coming out of a dark place.
Mm.
There's some changes. They're coming out of it. They're emerging, you know, in June. And then there seems to be another wave that's in the latter part of the summer, July, August, and into September. And there seems to be in September another emerging. So there's like waves and cycles of the that are within the year.
Mm.
Okay? And it kind of goes with the seasons in a sense, because here it is going into summer, and summer is going to be its own trip, and then fall is going to be on another level.
Mm.
Indeed. So there's like, if one is able to focus on that self-development, okay, and really get yourself to a place where you love and value yourself and where you are at peace with who you are and you can honor your own motivation, not fear and guilt motivation, not do good, be good.
Okay. Well, what's the relationship to manifestation? That must be quite staunch or strong, eh? If you need to know your own motivation.
Right. Well, if you need to know your own motivation, you until you know your own motivation, you really don't manifest worth a darn.
Oh, okay.
Because manifestation is truly a reflection of you.
Hmm.
It's you allowing your reality to bring to you what it is that is best for you, that you need, right? And if you are requesting, like, money and things like that, and you have maybe a vehicle or some kind of channels for it to come in, if you can be yourself fully and truly, you can allow that to come in. That's why when we did our Money Magic seminar, that we especially spent a whole section of it on the slave driver. Because most people are driven by their slave driver, and they have forgotten what they really want inside.
Hmm. Well, there's
so
kind
really
of an implied...
What you want,
There's kind of an implied fear if you have a slave driver, eh?
Yeah, it's implied fear, but it's also implied guilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you haven't done enough, you aren't enough, you've got to do more. Hurry up, you're behind. Come on, you know, get it going. It's time. You should be successful by now. What's wrong with you? You know, you should have more money. You should have more success. You should have more love. You should have more health. You should have more something. You know, it's you know, something's wrong with you. You've got to fix it. You know, or you've got to be a good person now. You've got to go and do good. You've got to, you know, redeem yourself and expiate your sins. You've got to make sure that you're a good person and that you accomplish something and you get good points in the divine, from the divine. You know, it's still you being a child or an adolescent. It doesn't work. So you want to get to a place to where you acknowledge, hey, you know, I am a spark of consciousness, a piece of the divine myself.
And we're getting closer to that, aren't we? We're getting way better at that, aren't we?
You're getting better because you've been working at it for quite a long time.
We certainly have.
But if you find your own true path, which is based on your own motivation, it leads you to your own destiny, your own goals, your own direction, your own path that's unique for you, that goes with your temperament and is in alignment with your desires, with your heart's desires, not the slave driver desire, not the consensus or collective desire for you to serve the collective.
Right.
This is for you to only to love, to cherish, to develop, to express you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you find your true path, manifestation comes pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. That's
and it can be beyond your wildest dreams, in a sense. It can be magical. It can be spectacular, miraculous. Okay, but you have to be on your own path. You have to be aligned to who you are and where you are really destined to go, that you've chosen from the spiritual level that you were before you even came into physical manifestation. You knew who you were at one point, and you wanted to come through this whole world life experience and return home. It was an adventure for you. You wanted to experience temporariness, birth and death. You wanted to experience creativity from scratch. creativity. You wanted to discover truth, and you wanted to look under every rock and find it.
Yeah. We wanted to learn about love, right?
You wanted to learn about love. You wanted to play on this beautiful, beautiful planet with more species than almost any other inhabited planet anywhere. This is a plethora of creativity here on this planet. Mm. There's just so many species. You wanted to come here and just experience all of that, right? And so you have, actually. And all of you have experienced the worst, which is shame. And you've experienced the best, which is sometimes the ecstasy of love, right? Mm. And so what you come for in this lifetime is to fulfill this. You are at a place conscious enough where you can do this, this lifetime. This is your time. You incarnated specifically where you are at the particular year you are, so you be at the age that you are right now, specifically for this time. And this year, that is that pivotal year for you to find your new self, your greater self, to own that greater truth of you, to find your true path and put your feet sturdily on it and towards that future that you dream, but that actually has been dreamt by you before and for you with your higher self, by your higher self. Your higher self will pull you. You will not have to effort. You will not have to work hard. You will not have to suffer and struggle if you're on your own true path.
So you recommend that people go into a state of being and really work with their future selves and their deeper motivations?
Yeah, work with future self motivation and claim a greater identity. We always have told people that there are three channels of divine expression that are natural to you as a human being, and that you're going to want to do this regardless of whatever your life circumstances are. This is where you're going because this is what is you. This is your essence. And you're going to apply it into your physical life. The first one is love, touch, and heal.
Right.
To love yourself, to heal yourself, to move yourself, to love, touch, and heal others, to make that connection.
Let's talk about healing for a minute as well. Are we getting better at that? It seems like there's a lot of healing going on.
Yeah, there is. There is a lot of healing going on. But it's not going to go on until people begin to recognize that healing happens depending on what level they are. So the first of the three channels is love, touch, heal. The second channel is create. With imagination, to dream, to imagine, to vision, to have passion, to move your motivation, to get into the flow, to activate. It's an activation. You want to express. You want to activate. You want to create. You want to manifest, right? That's that second channel. And the third channel, which is the one that enables greater healing, greater love, indeed, they all work together, of course, is the part of you which claims your greater identity, which you learn who you are. In every response, every interaction you have with a person, you learn something about who you are, how you respond, and what level you're responding from, and the higher level you respond from.
And whether you can respond, and when you can respond from love. Oh, and the healing happens then, does it?
The healing happens then when you respond from love. But if you respond from fear, or you respond from victim consciousness, or you respond from frustration, sorrow, sadness, anger, you know, you're not going to get the same healing. But you got to acknowledge, you really, that you are a part of God. And God is, the divine is, love. That's the essence of the oneness that everybody has as your stuff, as the substance that makes you up is really love. And as you come back to the original stuff and you find that love for yourself and then you can share that love with others and then you can expand that love out into the world, you look at life from a totally different perspective.
This is wonderful.
That perspective enables healing. That perspective enables manifestation. That perspective enables creativity and celebration.
So 2013 might be up and down, but it looks like it's a really wonderful year for us to engage our deepening essence, eh?
Yes.
So, and let's have a little promotional reminder about this special deal that's going to help people walk through 2013 with more, vitality, with more
All right.
Presence.
There's three sound files or three seminars.
Okay.
On sound files that that we are offering as a package to help people with this year. One that is called Expanding Self-Image and Conscious Awareness, and that is to help you expand your identity. The second one is Fire Your Inner Slave Driver for the very last time.
Great. Right? Sounds good.
Right? That's you know, basically what that says, right? That's self-explanatory. But the last time, firing it for the last time, so many people fire their slave driver, but they go to another level of it.
Mm.
The slave driver is embedded in everything. You have to understand, you've been taught not to motivate from yourself. You've been taught to motivate for what the consensus thinks is good for you.
Right.
First of all, your parents, and then maybe your religion, or then maybe your social group, and then maybe your even New Age stuff. There's even a New Age slave driver that can be in you to meditate more, to, you know, process more. So you got to get rid of that and get your own motivation back online, and that's firing your inner slave driver for the last time. And then for the future, we have one called the Grander Future, which is about the future on the planet and your participation in it and being able to dream that yourself there and dream your world there.
That is so wonderful. So the whole deal is a pretty good price. It's, what, $19.97?
That's right. And normally it's $28.97, so it's a big discount, but especially right now to help people really get that, get those three focuses.
And they only have six more months to do 2013 and really give them their essence some airplay.
Right, right. Well, each sound file has a discussion about it.
Great.
It has some question and answers from people who were present at the time. And then it also, and those questions and answers often go into greater depth about it. And then it has a meditation. And this meditation, once you listen to everything else and you go through the meditation, you can go through the meditation multiple times. It will take you to different levels. It will accelerate that. It will exponentially shift you.
And you've imbued it with your wonderful...
over and over to these meditations. They're like between half an hour and 45 minutes.
And you've probably imbued it with your energy in such a wonderful way.
Oh, yes. When you work in these meditations, you're working with us.
Great. So we get to fly after them, huh?
Oh, gosh, yes. People get very high, and we've had many really good reports from people about how they, you know, how they're able to respond to their lives, how they're able to handle their lives from that greater and higher perspective or cleaner perspective or untainted perspective, you see.
Thank you so much, and we'll be pulled off stage here right now, but I'm so grateful to have an opportunity to speak with you again, Galexis, and I know the listeners are as well.
Well, we're so delighted to have the opportunity to speak with you as well. It's and with your beautiful listeners on. And so, and we just really wish for your world and for your life and for your work to many, many happy and successful responses, because you're putting your light out there, broadcasting your light into the world. And we also know that your mate, Bob, is also doing that,
yes,
even
he
though
is.
He's behind the scenes right now.
Shining from behind the scenes right now.
Yes, he's behind the scenes right now. But he's also participating in this, and it's a beautiful experience. We wish you well in that, and we hope that you get a really big listenership, because, you know, you're sharing people who and us, you know, groups, entity groups, everybody who can help make this shift, help shift the consciousness, help to open up the positive unconscious mind so that the greater choices, the greater becoming can be.
Thank you so much, Galexis. Thank you so much, Ginger, and much love to all the listeners and to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you for tuning into Paradigm Shifters. Tune into my website, veronicaentwistle.com, for your feedback. Give us feedback on this show, and you could also get hold of GalexisSpirit.com and give them feedback as well. And good night, everyone.